Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Solomon was the wisest man. He was wiser than all the philosophers and men of wisdom in the East and in the kings. But how many understand there is no wisdom enough to disobey God? And I'm sure Solomon is no dummy now. I mean, you read Proverbs, you read these passages, the wisdom that God gave in him and gave through him. It said he had understanding like the seashore, sand on the seashore breath. I mean, he had wisdom, he had understanding. So did the devil. So did Lucifer. And see, the thing is, I'm sure he thought, I can handle this. I know what I'm doing. I can have all these women, but they won't turn me away from God. I can do all this, and you know, they got their little idols and stuff, but I'm not going to let that affect me. But the scripture in the New Testament says, evil communications corrupt good manners. There's nobody so strong that they can yield with people that are yielding the wrong spirits and spend time in places where people are yielding the wrong spirits indefinitely and it not happen to them and it not rub off on them. It took years for it to happen to Solomon. He was wise, and I'm sure he thought he had it together. But when he was old, he gave in and started worshiping with them and their false gods. Nobody's smart enough. Nobody's wise enough to ignore the Word. Now, the reason I'm getting into this, it said that Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. Verse 5, he went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Verse 7, he built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab. On and on. He did all this for his strange wives and burned incense and sacrifice to their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned away from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared to him twice. How many understand it is a great honor for the Lord God to appear to you? People talk about visions, and some people, bless their heart, they claim they're having visions every other day. But if you read in the Bible, you'd have to add to the scriptures to say that even the apostles had some of these kind of things happen in their life more than two or three times in a whole lifetime. You could go all your life and never have a vision, and it wouldn't mean you're unspiritual. It wouldn't mean you didn't love God. Did you hear me? You could go all your life and never hear the audible voice of God or see an angel. It wouldn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. The Lord just didn't see fit to grant you that. This is not something you can just believe for. And so the Lord had appeared to him twice, and he spoke to him about some of these things, and when he ignored it and thought he was smarter, it made the Lord angry. And without reading all of it, he told him he was going to lose the kingdom. How many understand when you get away from God, God is no longer number one in your life, you cannot maintain the full blessing of God. You're not going to be able to have all the prosperity and all the healing. If you desire the perfect will of God in healing and prosperity, etc., you must do the perfect will of God for your life. Look at the principle further. Turn right over, please, to 2 Chronicles. Now, the 14th chapter. Second Chronicles 14. We're getting into such a major foundational truth concerning God's prosperity. 2 Chronicles 14. This has to do with King Asa. 14:7, 2 Chronicles. I want to read a few scriptures to you now, so please stay with me. Read along. Follow along as I read them, I'm trying to say. King Asa said to Judah, "Let us build these cities and make about them walls and towers and gates and bars while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought Him, and He has given us rest on every side." So they built and what?
Prospered.
But what came prior to the prosperity? They sought the Lord. Right? Said out loud, they sought the Lord. And they prospered. Now turn over to, we're going to establish this very strongly now. Go over now to the 26th chapter of the same book of 2 Chronicles. 26. 2 Chronicles 26. This has to do with King Uzziah. 2 Chronicles 26:5. Says he sought God. He did what? 26:5. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, what? God made him to prosper. Read that out loud with me at least three times. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Let's say it again a couple of times. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. One more time. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. That's strong words. God made him to prosper. But it only happened as long as he sought the Lord. Now, one reason it says that is because it said he sought God in the days of Zechariah, somebody who was much older than him and a strong father-grandfather type figure in his life. Well, when Zechariah went home to be with the Lord, then Uzziah got off. When that influence was no longer around him, he didn't seek the Lord like he used to and began to have failure and destruction. Go with me further. Let's establish this further. In the 27th chapter, and the 6th verse, 27:6, says Jotham, another king, all these are kings, we're talking about prosperity and kings, he became mighty because he did what? He prepared his ways before the Lord his God. In the 31st chapter, let me give you one more. 31st chapter. 2 Chronicles 31:20. Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he worked that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God and in the law and in the commandments, to what? To seek his God, and he did it with all his heart, and what happened? And he prospered. We've seen it again and again and again. As long as he sought the Lord, he prospered. Does that remind you of anything? Does that remind you of any verses in the New Testament? How about Matthew 6:33? Anybody remember that? What does it say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That, now what does that mean? His way of doing things. How many understand if the Lord says this is right, that's what's right?
Yeah.
Do it his way.
Yeah.
I mean, it encompasses a lot more than that, but focus on that right now. His way. They said they sought the Lord. What are they seeking? What are they trying to find? Well, his plan, his purpose, his will in this thing, his way of doing this, because his way is right. His plan is right. Do it his way. Everybody said out loud, do it his way. Well, see, why? That's why you're seeking him. To find out what's his way. What's his will. Then when you find out what's his way and his will, you do it his way. And as long as you do it his way, how many know it wouldn't be too shocking and surprising that you're going to prosper? Right? You know, as a teenager, as a 16-year-old, I became thoroughly convinced that if I could learn how to hear from God, I had it made. As a 16-year-old. Now, a few years later, what you laughing about? I know it to be true. It's a fact. Why? Because I'd already made up my mind, I'm going to obey Him. And I believe if you heard from the Lord and you did what He told you, you have to prosper. Right? It has to go good for you. You have to succeed. Because He doesn't ordain failures. Right? He doesn't ordain defeat and destruction. Said out loud, seek ye first the kingdom of God. His righteousness. Now what's the result? Now, in fact, go to the book of Luke. Let's just read that. That's in Matthew, but it's also recorded in Luke. Go to the book of Luke, please. The 12th chapter. Jesus said in verse 22, take no thought for your life, what you'll eat, or your body, what you'll put on. The life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes. He goes on giving description of how the ravens don't worry and the fields don't toil, but they're clothed beautifully. Verse 29, seek not ye what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things, but rather what? Seek ye the kingdom of God. Now let's just stop. He said, don't seek something, but do seek something else. Right? Don't seek what? Now see, here's where people get off. You know, people read scriptures like this. Scriptures that we're going to look at here in just a moment. In fact, hold your place. Go to 1 Timothy 6. I'll introduce it to you. We'll just go back and forth. 1 Timothy 6. This passage of scripture is one that some people use to teach and preach against what they call the prosperity message. But how many believe all the scriptures have to agree? Right? They all have to agree. God's not contradicting Himself. There are no errors in the Bible. Now, some people think they found some, but all they found is something else they don't know. All they found is something else they don't understand.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Master Key and the Main Problem, you may write to War Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R702. That's R702, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.